Now, before we get back to the book and just look at various other aspects of it, tell us about some of the competitions you've performed in over the years and some of your biggest achievements in the sport.
I'm not really tournament orientated. Tournaments are just a byproduct of training.
Okay.
But during that trip in America, I competed in two tournaments. That I also practiced taekwondo, which is a Korean martial art, and I won the U.S. Taekwondo Championships in both fighting and forms. And
fantastic.
Then I also competed in the U.S. Kyokushin Championships, which is a full contact, no pads, no gloves event, and I came second in that.
Well, that's fantastic. It really is. So you've really almost devoted a life to the sport.
Yeah, I think I'm going in for 35 years now of training.
Getting back to the book, which I repeat is called My Karate Odyssey, you also profile some of the people that you've met along the way, some of the instructors you've worked with and got a chance to meet, and go into a bit of detail about them.
I spent time with more than 70 prominent martial artists, and I thought it would just be good if I could profile them and give them a little bit of recognition for their kindness towards me.
Right.
So there's a little profile of them, and throughout the book I speak about visiting the various dojos or training schools that I visited and my experiences at those schools. Mm-hmm. I've also included in the book the comments of what people thought of me. So it gives people a different impression than just thinking I'm just writing about me.
Right. And you've also got a technique section where you teach some of the moves.
Yes, I thought, seeing that I published the book myself, I could just as well include something about sabaki, which what I explained earlier, and there's 15 pages of that. The book for the people that's listening, it's I actually visited 40 of the U.S. states, so I nearly saw the whole of America, and I also went to Panama, Costa Rica, and Canada. So. And I explain as I go along, I explain about places that I saw, my feelings, everything like that. That's all in the book.
For people who are listening to this interview who want to know where they can get a copy of the book, what do you suggest? And just give us some information in that regard.
At the moment, the book is only in two bookstores in Cape Town. It's still making its way nationwide. But it can be obtained from my website, www.karatesey.com. I actually have 5 books that I would like to give to any of your listeners.
Oh, fantastic.
And I have it in the studio, so I can leave it here in Cape Town or give it to, or send it off to you. You can just tell me.
Well, that'll be fantastic. I'm sure that Kulchek will be in, Helen will be in contact with you during the week just to sort that out and make arrangements for you to get that. And maybe we can run a competition possibly next week for our listeners. We'll have to obviously get that cleared, but I'm sure we could do that. And thank you so much for your gesture. I think that's wonderful.
You're welcome.
Hussein Naka, it's been a great privilege and a pleasure to chat to you. So thanks for your time, and best of luck with the book and with the training and with the teaching and everything else that goes with it. And thank you for a fascinating interview.
Thanks, Michael. Appreciate it.
Just a reminder that the book is called My Karate Odyssey, and it's written by Hussein Naka, who, as you've heard, is a man who's the international director, in fact, for Ashihara Karate, and a very, very interesting interview it is. Go and have a look at the website. He gave out the website address.